せーの、オラ、
ようこそ旅リーガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the 旅連合 podcast。 So Brazil、we're at an airport right now, so there might be a lot of noise again。
前もそうだったね。
I hope you can hear us, but we're at the São Luís airport right now, about to board a flight。It's 9:45. Our flight is at, or sorry, 9:45 p.m. Our flight is at 5 a.m. So we're spending another night at the airport. Yay! ということでね、暇なんで、ちょっとLet's talk about our last few days in São Luís. So it took us almost 24 hours to get here. But we made it. We left off with you guys. We flew from Rio de Janeiro to Brasilia to São Paulo to São Luís, and then a 5-hour minivan ride to Barreirinhas, which is east of São Luís, and we chilled for a day before we did a tour the following day to Lençóis Maranhenses National Park, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. That was a lot. It was a long way. ね、めちゃくちゃ。
北にある町に来ているんですけれども、このルートを見ると超バカみたいなルートで来たんだよね。上に上がって、下に降りて、また上に上がって、やっとたどり着いた。
Three flights and a van ride. もうブラジルね、
でかい。
Brazil is so big and it takes forever to get anywhere. If you decide to plan on visiting Brazil, make sure you have enough time to travel. And the domestic flights aren't that cheap. So make sure you book in advance, not like us. Otherwise, you'll be flying three times before you get anywhere. It'll take about like 24 hours. And how was the van ride?
どこからだ、
空港からバレニーニアス、
別にそんなに気にならなかったけどね。
Yeah, there's a lot of potholes and a lot of speed bumps.
寝てたじゃん。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
落ちたっけ。あ、私だ、寝てたの。
Yeah, おめで
そうだ、だから気にならないんだ。 そうだった。
そうね。 But yeah, the van was really clean and the streets are better than Africa.
いや、もうそうそう、そのさ、ボコボコはさ、アフリカに慣れてるし。
そうね、
全然感じませんでした。
Yeah, so we're in the northeast of Brazil, and we went to, well, I mean, the reason why we came here is to go see Lençóis Maranhenses. That's what I said.
言った？
And so, what is here? Why did we come here? But you wanted to come here before we started planning this trip. So what's here and why did we come here? And yeah.
一つの映像を見ちゃったからですよ。
一つの映像を見ちゃった。Where?
レンソイスの、これまさに国立公園なんだけど、国立公園の、なんていうの？この湖の写真を見、写真だか映像だったか、写真かな？を見ちゃって、なんじゃこりゃと思って、そこを見たらブラジルで、
Oh, you didn't even know where it was when you saw like this image.
全然。知らなくて、ブラジル行くし、行けんじゃねと思ってセーブしといたの。そしたらブラジル大きかったの、こんなに。知らなかった。
Yeah, it's like the fourth or fifth biggest country in the world.
そうでしたね。
So what is it? It's a national park, but what was so special? Because I don't think many people know about this park yet.
どこから言ったらいい？どういうこと？
何なの、そもそも国立公園。
国立公園
って言ったらさ、いろいろあるじゃん。なんかジャングルとか山とかさ、
砂漠。でも砂漠じゃないんだよね、見た目砂漠なんだけど、砂丘が広がっていて、まあ、太陽の光ってそれが真っ白に見えるって、ね、真っ白な砂漠、なので、まあ、それが、レンソイスっていうのはシーツっていう意味らしくて、まあ、本当にまさに白いシーツがこう引かれたような感じの、もう広大な砂丘が広がってて、 でそれが6月から9月の間だけあの雨の水がその砂丘のこうくぼんだところに溜まって、うん、それが青く青い水が溜まるんだけど、うん、なんかこう白と青のコントラストが上空から見るとものすごい綺麗な場所です、
うん、はい、
はい、
よくできました。
イエイ。
あ、パチパチパチ
いちいち褒めてくれる。
Yeah, so this national park, to put it short, it's not a desert, but it's like dunes that split the jungle and the ocean in this vast area of land in northeastern Brazil. And between June and September? Because of the rainy season, it creates these lakes within the dunes. And so... and. It's no lençóis actually means sheets, and it's very the sand is very white, especially when it reflects off the sun, and so it's known as like white sheets, I guess. Especially when you look at it from above, and yeah. So we were, I mean, it's June, late June, early July. So we timed it correctly as there were a lot of lagos. Lakes all over where you can swim in. They're all fresh water and there's like fish in it. And it was absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
So, そのフィッシュもね、謎なんだよね。だって、その9月を過ぎてから、
Mystery fish?
そう。だって寒気になったらその水は全くなくなるわけだから。
本当になくなるんだ、あれ全部。
全部なくなるみたい。
So much water.
でもちょっとずつないとこもあったじゃん。
まあね。
ああいう感じになる。だよね。で、ミスるとだから全く何もない時に行っちゃう人もいて、全く違う光景が、まあ多分白いだけでもすごいと思うけど、
まあね、
うん、でもだから突然そこに魚が6月とかになったら出てくるから謎とされております。
So the lakes dry out after the rainy season. Where do the fish come from? It's a mystery?
なんか何個か説があるみたいだけど、
うん、
その卵産む卵が保存しておける卵みたいな産んでる可能性がある。寒気になる直前にでまた雨季になって水がちょっとずつ出てくるとやっと孵化して魚たちが魚になるっていう、
魚たちが魚に
卵が魚になるっていう説があるらしいです。
I would like to see a BBC documentary on this.
そうだね、確かに。
About the mystery fish.、
Mm.
Anyways, yeah, I think this, you know, I actually saw lençóis on Instagram as well, so I saw images of it before coming here as well. You may have as well, but man, we came here and there are no Muzungus, there's no foreigners, there's no Gaijin here. Very, very little. We stayed at a hostel because accommodation was quite expensive. It was generally quite expensive in Brazil. So we stayed at a hostel and like 80%, 90% are Brazilians. Like young Brazilians that are traveling domestically. You walk around town and there's a lot of tourists, but they're all Brazilians. All locals, not locals to Barreirinhas, but locals, local Brazilians.So it's like a huge domestic travel destination, we felt. Maybe it was just the timing, but there's very little foreigners here. Our tour was in Portuguese, or they speak hardly any English.
Guest house もね。
Yeah, even at the guest house, like even in the city, like nobody, and like it's not, the infrastructure is there. There's a lot of hotels and guest houses and stuff like that, but...the what do you call it, like it's not like your typical foreigner oriented attraction, tourist attraction, as with, you know, most beautiful national parks and tourist attractions all around the world eventually turn into, hey, let's see how many Americans, let's see how many Canadians, let's see how many Westerners, Europeans we can get in this place. And I felt like we got here before that happened. So it's quite special, ね。
そのローカルの旅行者がいるとしてもまだまだ人めちゃ少なかったじゃん。
あれ、I mean, there are a lot of trucks, like tour trucks.
まあね、じゃあただ単にあそこは広いからそんなにこう。
Yeah, it just doesn't, you know, but just, yeah, think about like, because there's maybe like 10 or 15 trucks that go out with the tours every day, or at least when we went. And then, but think about it, like 90% of those people riding those trucks are Brazilians. So think about like, imagine when like this place gets more foreigner friendly and more people start coming.
そうだね。
Then you're gonna have double, triple.
そうだね。
And then like this area is so huge and there's so many lakes that you can swim in and stuff like that. So for us, it felt like it's very secluded. But I mean, like 5 years from now, with the power of social media, everybody's gonna find out about this place and everybody's gonna wanna go there.
あとちなみにもし行きたくなったらツアーをやりたくなったらコツとしては、yeah. ポルトガル語で検索するともっと安いのが出てくるらしいです、
yes. We overpaid but しょうがない、
まあ、Google トランスレートを使ってやってる子もいました、yeah. それで
find local guides or find don't book it before you come
そうだねそうだね、うん、
かな、
うん、まあすごいとにかく素晴らしかったっていうのはインスタで見てください
Yesということで please follow us on Instagram at tabi.lingual like, share, follow all that stuff and follow our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast and Radio Talk
はいもうちょっと写真と映像と上げていくので tabi.lingual Instagram 見てみてくださいあとこの番組は、Apple Podcast Spotify でも配信してます
はい、
はい、
では See you in the next episode Thank you for listening Ciao
Obrigada